Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back here at the Slider House. Hope you enjoyed Steve Ott, who joined us for the first 35 minutes or so. Really looking forward to watching him transition from a player into a coach and, of course, get a long, long NHL career. I think he's got a lot to offer as a coach, and I think those relationships that he has inside the room I think will help, and I think the credibility of playing a long time in the National Hockey League will certainly go a long way as well. One other guy who played a long time in the NHL was Tim Taylor, had a lot of success, and now he's having a lot of success inside the organization as the director of player development for the St. Louis Blues. You look at all these players that are coming in and not just being drafted, but when they get to the National Hockey League, they look like they're ready to play and become impact players. And I think you would take a lot of pride in that, wouldn't you, Tim? How you doing? Thanks for doing this.
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for having me. And I guess you do take a lot of pride in it, but it goes to a huge credit to the organization and Doug Armstrong and the staff, and coaching staff and the players themselves are being very patient. We've had the luxury of being a very, very good team, the top five in the league in the last 6-7 years. So it's given the luxury of having our young guys develop. We don't have to push guys into roles we're not ready to excel at. And it's been a luxury that we've put guys into the NHL that are having success because they're ready for the NHL. And we haven't pushed anyone that hasn't belonged. So that luxury, it belongs to the players, the older players, and the character that this team's had for a long time, and obviously Doug and the coaching staff.
All right, let's back up here, Tim, because a lot of our listeners, I mean, they see the title Director of Player Development. They're not exactly sure what that means and what your role is inside the organization. So when fans are focused on the NHL schedule and who the Blues are playing that particular night and whether they're on the road or they're home and how individual players are doing, what keeps you busy over the course of the NHL season, Tim?
Well, my job is strictly to follow our young players, whether it be our young guys drafted into that are in the Canadian Hockey League, over in Europe, USHL, and to our minor league team. So Kevin McDonald and myself oversee our minor league team, and then myself and Bear Jackman is going to be on board this year and helping me with the defensemen and looking after our young guys. And at the end of the day, for Barrett and I, we're mentors, try to be mentors anyways to these young players. Trying to keep them, if they have any questions and concerns or, you know, at the same time, answering any questions that they do have about the NHL or about getting better. We're there to help them in every avenue that we can, and we provide them with a lot of tools to try and get to the next level as quickly as possible. And as you know, with the CBA, the way it's structured now, your high-end guys are going to make a lot of money. So you need your young guys. You need the overachievers and underpaid guys, which is primarily your young guys to come in under the entry level contracts make instant impacts on your team. And we've had the luxury last year with Colton Periwinkle and obviously Robbie Fabry and Joel Edmondson and going down the list of name just a few that have made a huge impact with our team. And going to conference finals, you looked at what Periwinkle did and what Fabry did and what, how much they meant to the team and Joel as well as last year, some big goals last year. So what these guys mean to the team at a young age is invaluable. So we as the Director of Player Development and Bear Jackman just try and push these guys and help them every facet of the way to get them to the NHL as quickly as possible.
All right. Tim Taylor is with us, Director of Player Personnel for our player development, I should say, for the St. Louis Blues. And you're right. You know, listen, I'm quick to always give the amateur side so much credit with how they've drafted, Tim, over the course of the last several years. I mean, you just mentioned all those guys with, you know, Pareko being a third-round pick, Edmondson coming in the second round. Even Fabry was, you know, a 21st pick overall, wasn't a top-10 pick. And outside of Petrangelo, they haven't had a whole lot of those. I mean, Ivan Barbashev, you know, had an impact with this team down the stretch last year. He's a second-round pick. But you look at this group that you're about to take to Traverse City, and now it's a whole new collection of prospects, guys like Tage Thompson and Jordan Kyrou and Jake Walman and Vince Dunn. I mean, this is a whole new collection of talent, but there's some good ones there, aren't there?
There is, and I just look at this year's with Costin being drafted in the very last pick in the first round, the guy that a lot of teams had third overall on their list and possibly number one and two on their list. So our amateur staff has done an incredible job, and what we have coming forward with the young guys that are going to be in the minors this year is we're very, very well stocked and ready for the future. And as you see what transpired last year when the trade deadline came on, and we just couldn't afford to keep Kevin Shattenkirk. You see, we turned the team over to the younger set of the core guys, and you saw what happened in the first round last year. And again, we're a bounce or two away from bringing Game 6 back in the quarterfinals to get to the conference finals against Nashville. And so this team now, we're built for the future. And again, we had a time frame where we went to the conference finals, and now we're in a situation where we and Doug has turned the team over to the young core, and they're ready to produce. And I'm excited about the group that we have. You know, you got with Kasprick and Kairu and Thomas, three guys that were at the World Juniors development camp for Team Canada, and all played big roles for them. So you got Thompson, who won a gold medal with them last year, and Costin, again, I mentioned him. Torpachenko is another Russian that we just drafted this year. It's got a lot of upside. And Adam Ussel is a guy that might surprise a lot of people here at training camp. He's a very dedicated individual. He had a big role in our minor league team last year. At the end of the year in the playoffs, he came in, and we wouldn't have got by that first round if it wasn't for Adam Ussel. So McCaffrey and the list goes on, and Wallman Dunn, as you said. We've got a good core group of young guys moving up and going to push the other players to be better too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Adam Ussel because he deserves a lot of recognition. You're right. He was great for Chicago down the stretch last year and in the playoffs. He played in the World Juniors as well. I think he represented his native Czech Republic, if I'm correct there. So
you are correct. Yes, you are.
You know, and he's a sleeper for sure. Let's talk about Clem Costin here. He may be the most exciting unknown in the organization right now just because of what you said. A lot of teams had him drafted, on their board in the top five, like you mentioned, and he slid all the way down to 31st overall. The Blues had to move, you know, an NHL veteran like Ryan Reeves to get him, but to get a player like that at 31st is really unheard of. And the Russian factor comes into play, Tim. We all know that, but this kid has so much upside. How excited are you just to be able to chance to, you know, to watch him play in a competitive environment that you're going to see in Traverse City?
Well, I'm real excited. Obviously, our amateur staff is very, very excited to see him, and I know that he's worked hard this summer. He's taken English classes. He was in Anaheim for the last month and a half working out. So he's given himself every chance to try and make this roster. And obviously that begins in Traverse City. And that's the message we're sending to a lot of guys. Don't wait for the NHL camp to come on board. Start now, because now you have a little bit of advantage of some of the older players coming to that camp. You have some games on your belt, and you really got hard for a week. So he's a guy that has unbelievable strength. And we're going to see that here in Traverse City. We saw at development camp, and obviously a shoulder injury kept him from playing the 4-4, 3-3, which he was upset about. But we held him back in just the time frame that he needed to have more healing process. So, again, our amateur staff did a great job. Obviously, we were losing a very good player in that locker room with Ryan Reeves, a guy that meant a lot to our team and brought something, an element that obviously Pittsburgh really needed, but every team needs. He's one of the few guys that can actually do that role consistently every night and have an impact with a team. So, again, with moving with Reeves, you see what the player that Costin is going to be and what our management feels about him. So I'm real excited about his future here in St. Louis.
All right, what about Jordan Kairu, who joined the show a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, he played for Canada at the recent World Junior Showcase and lit it up. I thought he was probably their best player. But he showed more goal-scoring versatility than maybe I thought that he had. I mean, I haven't had a chance to watch him a ton, but follow him when he plays during the course of his OHL schedule, and obviously he had the long point streak last year, but I thought he was more of a playmaker. But to see him one time the puck the way that he did and score from different areas of the ice and the willingness to take the puck into traffic, Tim, I didn't know he had that much offensive versatility in his arsenal.
Well, you know, I saw him a lot last year play, and again, we drafted him on the goal scoring and his shot. He has a quick release. He's got great speed down the wing. He will go through those hard areas to score. The thing that I didn't see a whole bunch of early on last year was his playmaking ability. And I'll tell you, in the World Junior against Team USA, the World at the development camp this summer, he was by far, I felt, the best player on the ice for both teams. He made plays all over the ice. He was a threat every time he was on the ice. He showed his outside speed, it showed his ability that when he can shoot, that people back off and respect that, and he was able to make plays off it with a fake shot and setting guys up with grade A chances. So I was very, very impressed with him. And saying that, that's the best competition he's played against so far. So that's the World Junior. That's the highest for all those players, those best players playing each other, which is a notch and a feather in his cap, because to play like he did and be outstanding and be a threat every time he's on the ice, now we know that he's a big-time player. And, you know, you see plays that there are players that play in the OHL or Western Hockey League or Junior, wherever. They make plays, and they make plays against a team on an off night, a Wednesday or Thursday. But can they make plays in the big games? And that's what impressed me so much about Jordan, and I think that he's going to get a real shot to really show us what he has here. It's not only at Traverse City, but at the NHL level camp here, because of what he did at the World Junior. He showed us that he can make those plays in big-time games. So he's a big-time player, and we're really looking forward to his training camp.
Yeah, that's well said. He's got speed to kill as well. I'm interested to see if a guy like him and Tage Thompson, can these guys push for at least a 9-game tryout in NHL camp, you know, when they're playing, you know, with NHL veterans and have a chance to participate in some preseason games? I mean, I guess that's the next test for these guys, right? It's not going to get any easier for them.
No, and again, and you'll see that notoriously young guys have real good starts, and then after, like you said, they have a great training camp, and they come into regular season, they have a blistering start, but notoriously they can't uphold that level of play, and that's where the veterans usually come into play. But this league has gotten so young, and you need those legs, you need guys that can skate, and they're push the pace every single night, again, we don't like this. Our division is such a tough division, and we don't want to compare us with any other teams. But again, when you're looking at trying to win the Stanley Cup, you have to look directly at our division and the matchups you're going to have each and every night. And Chicago, who won 3 Stanley Cups in 7 or 8 years here, they're the team that you look at. They bring a lot of speed, a lot of skill. So you've got to match that. So we've got our young guys coming, and we're hoping that they'll push guys, because ultimately, if they're pushing guys, that pushback is going to come from the old players that to keep their jobs. So that means our team is getting better each and every day.
All right, a few more minutes here with Tim Taylor, Blues Director of Player Development. Jake Walman is certainly an intriguing player for a lot of people. I'm sure it is for you guys internally, obviously, who have decisions to make on where he'll play this season. But this is going to be a great test for him at Traverse City. What do you like most about him? Obviously, his, you know, skating, he can shoot the puck, and he can certainly defend. How good of a player do you think he can be, Tim?
Well, his skating is his biggest attribute. He moves the puck very well. He shoots the puck, and he's a quarterback in the power play. So he does all those things offensively. What I like about him the most, though, is very good positionally. He's not a huge body, but he's not afraid to take the body. He's not afraid in battles. He wins battles because of his body positioning. He catches guys off guard. He steps up in the neutral zone and intercepts plays before they actually happen. He closes guys out well. So, again, that's at the college level and a little bit at the pro level. So every level goes up, and it's a big jump. And Joel Edmondson said this a couple of years ago, which is I found not intriguing, but that he knew it was going on, because the biggest step is not between the AHL and the NHL. The biggest step for young players is coming out of college, coming out of junior, and going to the AHL, turning pro. That's the big step for them. So if they can adjust to that, and the quicker they adjust to that, the more success they have at the NHL level. And Jake had a good 7 or 8 games there at the end of the year for us before the playoffs, and he had some good games for us in the playoffs. So he's got some experience under his belt now. And now what we're looking for, can he do that at the NHL level? Can he do that against better players, bigger, stronger players, and guys that will take advantage of smaller guys if the opportunity arises? So it's a big training camp for him. We want to see where he takes us with his legs. He gets out of trouble easy with his skating. But again, now he's playing against the best players.
You know, another guy who's under the radar for a lot of people is Nico Mikkola, who's going to come to Traverse City and he's always one of my favorite guys to watch over the course of the prospect camp every year. Tim, you guys do such an unbelievable job with that camp. I love the week of the prospect camp because it's an opportunity to see these guys up close and personal and watch them, you know, on the ice, you know, for several days in a row. How much upside does he have? Can he be a NHL player down the road?
Yeah, he can. And I guess, and I don't want to say bad things for any one of our players, but the thing with Nico is that sometimes he gets out of characteristic he thinks he's Bobby Orr. And that's something that obviously Bear Jackman will have a big influence on him this year, following him throughout the year, is controlling him, getting him to understand positional play. And he's got such a big, long reach. He's a big guy. He skates pretty good for a big guy. And he moves his feet constantly, so and he battles. That's the one thing that we love about him. He battles right to the end. So, he's had real good development camps, but at the end of the day, you know, again, I don't put too much structure on that or into that, just because I like to see the guys on the ice. It's my first time to see some of the newly drafted guys actually play on the ice and see what they have characteristic-wise and what they need to work on. But he's coming from the Finnish Elite League, where he's had a big up on some of the players that go in that camp. So I'm really looking forward to him to see how he handles Traverse City, because obviously with a big body like that, and he's physical, guys are going to be coming at him. He's going to have to respond to that, as well as coming into camp. We're going to keep him for, I think, 3 or 4 games at the start of the camp before we send him back to fill in to his team. I want to see how he adapts to North American ice as well.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tim, thanks for giving me a few minutes. Appreciate it. And we'll see you at the rink tomorrow.
Oh, great. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you got it. That's Tim Taylor, Blues Director of Player Development. Certainly appreciate him taking some time. Hey, this show is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. If you don't like your job, I tell you, every week you should just quit and become a trucker. It's a great way to make a living. You get your weekends free and also full benefit packages. So when you say weekends free, that means you never miss little Johnny or Susie's T-ball game ever, because you are home for the weekend. 314-895-4111. Give them a call today. You can always check them out online as well, beatrucker.com. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser. See if this is the right career for me. There are some great trucking companies out there, including Hogan Trucking, that'll hire you, then pay for your truck driver training at MTC Truck Driver Training. And then when you complete your training, you've got a job waiting for you. How cool is that? MTC Truck Driver Training. Again, beatrucker.com. 314-895-4111. Also, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call your broker today. You can check them out online, anthem.com. Find out for yourself why over 90% of doctors and hospitals are in-network here in the state of Missouri, and they also give back a ton of money. We're talking millions of dollars each and every year back into the community right here in St. Louis. And you may not have known, you know, their leadership team is located right across the street from the Scott Trade Center right here in St. Louis. So if you have questions, you get those answered very, very quickly. If you're an employer out there, make sure you're taking care of your employees with the proper health insurance through Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Again, call your broker today or check them out online at anthem.com. We're live at the Slider House, where they've got the best patio in all of St. Louis and the widest selection of canned craft beers anywhere else you're going to find in the Lou. That includes Forehand, the citywide beer, which is certainly a phenomenon here in St. Louis, one of the more popular beers ever here in St. Louis. And great to see the great selection of Forehand's beers. But over 80 different canned craft beers here at the Slider House in Rock Hill at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hour number two, it's time for Dr. Rick Lehman to come on board. Sports medicine brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. That comes up next here on 590 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.